What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Naima B, your Motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be because I'm living my dreams. I am so excited to talk about this topic. When I tell you, I have always been into astrology since I was a little kid. I could just remember being like 9 years old, 10 years old, just really into like horoscopes, and it wasn't even directly like Capricorn. It was more like today, like what today is gonna be like and just whatever. And it just was always mind-boggling to me, the whole idea of like the stars and being connected and stuff to like the stars and everything. And it's just something that I just always truly believed in. I just remember being, I don't know how old I was, but this was before I knew Christ. This was before I knew God. Just again, for those of you who are new to my channel, I literally didn't really grow up in church. Like, I knew what it was. My aunt brought me every now and then with her to church, and I would do like weird things or whatever, like going. It was just was an experience for me, but I didn't really know who Jesus was, who God was, or anything like that until I was like 16. And like I wasn't saved until I was like 19. So back to what I was saying, like when I was 9 years old, what I used to do, yo, I used to like pray to the stars and literally like my dreams would come true. Like, it would be so weird. I would wish something and it would happen. I would say something and then, like, that night, if I felt like I was down and out or depressed or something like that, like, there was a star by my bed and, like, literally, like, a shooting star would just come out of nowhere just to kind of, like, cheer me up and be like, yo, you good, you on the right path. And that's a lot, you know what I mean? Like, that's a lot to experience as a youth. So it wasn't until just recently when I just really started kind of getting back into just looking into astrology as far as like Capricorn and why people personalities are the way they are. And even dating, I would say that dating actually took a toll on me really getting to know different guy personality traits when it came to Leo men and Taurus men and different men who I've dated, and then I will actually really see these character traits in them. So that's just a little brief synopsis of how I got even into just what I really believe as facts, really. I mean, when it comes to astrology and when it comes to people's certain personality traits. So this content about my astrology and what I believe as far as is pretty much what I have experienced with other people who are a Capricorn, with other people who are a Aries, and just what I've read on, what I've researched, and just what I truly genuinely believe. Like, this is what I believe. So that's just a little quick, brief, you know, whatever. Capricorn. I want to go ahead and start with Capricorn women. And that's just how I really want to do this. And I'm really excited about it because I am a Capricorn woman. And this topic is just pretty much going to be what you need to know about Capricorn women. And so pretty much, I'm a Capricorn woman. And what I feel like a lot of people need to know with Capricorn women is that Capricorn women are true to believing in they can get whatever they want to. You know what I'm saying? We are true believers that whatever we put our mind to, we can literally get. And it doesn't matter, like, what our situation is at the moment, that we are going to get what we want to accomplish, period. And I can honestly say that I've done that. Like, I've literally accomplished everything that I wanted to do. And now I really want to accomplish being a really, really big motivational speaker. I want to be somebody who people can really depend on for their businesses and just where they are in life, and just giving great advice, even on relationships and helping a lot of people. You know what I mean? So that's just really what I want to do. And as a Capricorn, you also need to know that we are very sensitive people. Like, I don't care what nobody say. Like, I take everything to heart. My nigga, like, I'm just being honest. Like, it could be so mild. You could not have even meant what you said. But in the back of my mind, because Capricorns, we are earth signs. So that means we are of the earth. So with that being said, when it rains, we feel it. When it's cloudy, we feel it. When it's sunny outside, you better believe we are super excited, super cheerful. And people just be like, yo, why you so happy? Why you so ah? And I'm like, yo, blame it on the sun, my dude. Like, I literally am like programmed to the earth. So with that being said, it's just like, I'm very sensitive. Like, you can just say something and I'm going to think that you underlining really meant it. And the reason why is because we believe that when it comes to jokes, let's be honest. Out of a joke, 30% of that joke was a joke. Like, 70% of that joke actually could have been how I was feeling about myself or how someone else probably thought that, but it just didn't say it. Like, everything comes as a thought first. You don't just burst out and say something. So there's something to me, I believe as Capricorns, we believe that there's something always underlining the reason of the joke. Like, and it's just being honest, 70% of a joke is the truth. Period. No matter how you try to slice that pie or anything like that. And as a Capricorn, another thing that you need to know is that we are like the best sarcastic people you could ever think of. Like, and that's back to the 70% is a joke, 70% is the truth, 30% is a joke. We really, really, really are just funny people, but we're telling the truth. So that's why a lot of the times it can really end up being funny, but it's just like, yo, shorty is really telling the truth, because we're of the earth, so we know if a nigga is lying. We know if somebody is just really trying to be fake or phony or anything like that, because I feel like if we wanted to manipulate a situation, we could. And that's one thing that you do have to worry about with just some Capricorns, is that I would say, like, a shady side is we do know how to manipulate a situation to get to where we want. One of the words for Capricorn is I use, and with that, you got to understand, you got to take it two ways, in two parts. We can be used, and we could use people at the same time. So I'm always leery sometimes about Capricorns, just because, and I'm only saying this because I am a Capricorn. I'm sometimes leery about Capricorns. You gotta really feed out to know who you dealing with. Are you dealing with somebody? You gotta pretty much ask them their resume, bruh. Like, what you want? You know, because it's just like, a Capricorn is gonna get what they want. So if it's a man, all right, bet. I met a Capricorn dude before. He had his house. You know, he said his house was his biggest accomplishment. His children being fed and living good was his biggest accomplishment. And he was like, women, not so much. I'm more of a guy who I'm okay with having a side chick who's not really willing to, who doesn't mind not coming to the house. And then he's also still paying for his baby mama. Like, so the baby mama lives in New York, y'all. Pretty much living how she wanna live, sis. Like, that's just really how I believe. Because he takes care of the kids. So he's taking care of the kids. The baby mama lives in New York. And, like, he's okay with having a side chick. So my thing is this. He would use me up to get what he wants. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to understand, with a Capricorn, they're going to, whatever they want to accomplish, they're going to use. So basically what that looks like is his employees, he don't give a damn about his employees. And I was around him enough to see that. Like, when he would get on the phone with them, he would just be like, oh, yeah, like, just kind of like faking it or whatever. But he doing what he got to do to work his job. He really wanted to be a boss. Like, he really should have been a boss. That's why when it comes to a Capricorn, if they are in their field doing what they love, yo, I put that on everything, you're going to be good. You don't got to worry about that type of Capricorn manipulating you, because they're doing what they love to do. So ultimately, it's knowing what a Capricorn wants. If a Capricorn doesn't want marriage, you better believe, honey, they're not getting married, and they're going to use you up, soak you up, suck you dry, everything, until, like, they're ready to commit, you know? So it just is what it is. I have another friend who's a Capricorn. He's a Capricorn guy, and he lives in L.A. doing his whole movie thing. He said he is not getting married until he blows up. He said until everybody knows his name, he's never getting married. What that tells me is I'm not messing with you, because I'm not what you want. You want your career now. You know what I mean? So I feel like with Capricorns, you always got to know exactly what they want. And it's going to be quite evident. Like, a Capricorn is going to be straight 100 with you. That's why I believe that Capricorns are really, like, the best friends to have, hands down, because the way a Capricorn looks at it, they got you. Like, period. If you they friend, you they friend forever. If a Capricorn ever says, yo, you my friend, that's it. Like, you're their friend. Like, if a Capricorn goes out of their way at any given point, it don't even matter if they did it, it was 5 years ago or 10 years ago. If a Capricorn ever went out of their way and did something for you, whether that was, like, just being at an event or doing something for you or supporting you in any kind of way, it's like you got that Capricorn's love and loyalty. Because a Capricorn really, really believes in loyalty, hands down. We are like what the definition of loyalty is, yo. And another thing is, because we're so loyal to you, we don't want you to embarrass us. Like, the worst thing that you could ever do to a Capricorn is embarrass a yo. My nigga! I am so serious. The worst thing that you could do is embarrass a Capricorn, my nigga. Yo! Yo, let me tell you what happened. So, this dude or whatever, I'm on the ad with my dad. A lot of y'all know I'm back and forth in New York. I do hair in New York. I do hair in L.A. I do hair in Atlanta. So, I'm in New York or whatever with my dad on the ad. We shopping. We go to this little store on the corner. It wasn't Jimmy Jazz. It was some other store. We in the store. This dude rolled up on my dad, right? So, I'm not going to lie. Like, he looked good or whatever. He was tall, light skin. I'm not really into light skin, but, I mean, it is what it is. Like, or whatever. So, he rolls up on my dad. Yo, OG, whatever you need, I got you. Like, you was the homie growing up. Like, you really show love for us on this block, on the streets. So he's really pulling this, like, card, like, yo, whatever you need, pops, like, loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. So that's all I'm thinking. Like, I bet. So this dude who got our respect off the strength of the way he's handling my father, right? So let me tell you what happened. I ended up leaving my perfume in New York because I thought I couldn't bring it back, and it was a buy number 9, and honestly, I didn't want to get it discarded, so I just left it in New York. I asked him to get it for me. Now, mind you, I don't really know dude or whatever, but in my mind, I'm just like, you telling my pops, anything you need, I got you. So we actually exchanged numbers that day because my dad was like, yo, this is my daughter or whatever. He was like, oh, word, And then apparently he was just like, oh, yeah, I be in Atlanta. I lived in Dunwoody before. So he naming names, and I'm like, I bet. You know Sandy Springs. You know Dunwoody. So, yeah, you in Atlanta. So wrapping up the story, he asked me if I knew anybody who sell weed or whatever. And of course I know people who sell weed. Like, I mean, this is Atlanta when you date around. So I'm like, yeah, whatever, I know somebody. So pretty much I met this shorty, and you know, I pretty much wanted to connect her dude with this, with my boy who, like, so let's just call him Yellow. I bet. So Yellow was the dude who shook hands with my pops. Yellow came to Atlanta, right? So now we back in Atlanta. Yellow asked me, yo, I'm back in Atlanta. I don't got no whip. I don't got nothing. Do you know anybody who sell? And I'm like, yeah, I got you. I give him shorty dude number. Like, I connect them. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know dude like that, but I connect them or whatever just off the strength of shorty, because she seemed mad cool, whatever. I just met her and everything like that. So I feel like you always want to build rapport with people. You just never know who or whatever. You just never know. I'm that type of person. I'm always networking. I'm always into, like, building other people up and just everything like that. So I connect them. This dude got them driving all the way around Atlanta, and he ended up not even getting no butt. Yo, son. Yo. I'm telling you, when I tell you I was so mad, yo, shorty called me like, yo, Naima, who is this fraud you had us driving around Atlanta for? And he didn't even, when I tell y'all, I was so embarrassed. Like, I felt like, you know how like a turtle head go inside of a shell? Yo, that's how I felt. I felt totally disrespected. And I felt embarrassed. I was so embarrassed. I don't like being embarrassed. That's the type of embarrassment I'm talking about. I'm talking about when I'm trusting you and you embarrass me. Like, I put my name behind you. You know what I mean? So another thing, Capricorns are very, very serious about their name. Capricorns are very, very serious about their work. I'm just being honest. Like, I don't have a bad review yet. I really, really don't. I mean, I got little reviews here and there, like, stupid stuff. Like, one lady, she actually did not at all call me, text me, nothing. Booked an appointment, and the way my system is you are not supposed, like, before you even book, I tell everybody, please, please, pretty please, book within 24 hours. Don't decide that moment you want to. This is not a walk-in spot. You got to book within 24 hours. This lady, apparently, and I had no idea about it. Like, for a whole month, I had no idea that this review was on my page. Until a friend pointed it out. My friend, she's a PR. She was like, yo, Naima, you really need to check your thing. Somebody left you a one review, said that you didn't even show up. No call, no show, no nothing. And I'm like, what? So apparently this woman booked an appointment at 9:30 for a 10 o'clock appointment. Where, as far as on my end, I don't see the appointments until like 9 hours later. It's so weird. But I don't get the notifications on my phone till about 9 hours after. And I think it's really stupid, but that's why I say that before you even book. So apparently she booked it, and she called the number that was on the site, on the style sheet, which is not my number at all. And I didn't even know. I had no idea about the appointment. So she actually, I actually ended up speaking to her, and she was like, yeah, I figured that's what it was. It's okay. Da-da-da-da-da. And she was like, I was trying to take down the review, but I didn't know how. She said, once you figure out how to do it, just let me know. So literally, that's the only thing that's on my page as far as like a negative review, because she doesn't know how to take it down. But I don't like being embarrassed. So my thing is, I'm going to put 100 in everything. Now, it may be a disagreement with something, or somebody didn't like me, or, you know, whatever. But it just is what it is. I take pride. Capricorns take pride in everything that they do. They put 100 in everything that they do. A Capricorn is going to be an entrepreneur at birth. Like, just being honest. And they say that Capricorns always had it tough in the beginning in the years. And I would honestly say that I have had it really tough growing up. Like that's just the card that was dealt. So with that being said, it also says that, you know, Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, and Saturn is like the father who actually presses them on, you know, in their early years, and then ends up eating them at the end. Like, it's just this really like horror story. It's just freaking eerie. Never really followed that too much, but I definitely do agree with the early years of just depression. And one thing about a Capricorn, Capricorns can get depressed really quickly. Like, it's just phases that happens. But one thing that I have done, which really, really helped, is I would just trick my mind and tell my mind that I'm happy. And I would literally, like, feel the emotion of happiness. So I'll start smiling. I won't listen to anything depressing. I won't listen to anything that just has me, like, locked into anything. I would totally shut everything off and, like, turn into, like, this happy, excited, go lucky person. And I'm telling you, just like that, the manifestation just really happens. Like, it really just, like, changes everything. I'm on a whole new trajectory, and it's beautiful. And that's the reason why I do like astrology. That's the reason why I do like knowing who I am as a Capricorn woman, because I know that I will have mood swings, you know, and I don't think anything is wrong with that. I think it's all about being in control. Like, that's also the same as seeing a burger and wanting it. You gotta have control at the end of that. You know you don't need that burger. It's not healthy for you. So you get out of it immediately. So that so because I know that depression is not healthy for me, stress is not healthy for me, I immediately get out of that and I change it. I change it for the better of myself. I change it for the better of my well-being, and also the better of people being around me. I'm surrounded by so many people, and so many people depend on me. So I can't change. I can't be depressed. Period. I can't be depressed. It's too many mouths that have to be fed. Like, it's too many. Like, my assistant has to get paid. You know, like, I have to have my foundation in Africa. There's too many things that depend on me and my livelihood to stay in a certain level. And as a Capricorn woman, you just got to, Capricorns know their boundaries, they know their limit, they know their caps. Capricorn women know their caps. We know our cap. A Capricorn woman would date a guy who we know we could build up if, like, it would be all under specific circumstances. Like, we have to literally like you. There has to be something about you that we can't get from nobody else if we're with you. And that may be good for just that moment. And that's just how we are. Capricorns are dreamers. A Capricorn will dream so big. And there's no caps. There's no caps. There is no caps with a Capricorn when it comes to their dreams. We could dream so big. And that's one thing that I love about Capricorn. Michelle Obama is a Capricorn. Jim Carrey is a Capricorn. Paris Hilton is a Capricorn. There's so many Capricorns who just are crushing it. The Rock is a Capricorn. So that is pretty much just really what I believe. Don't get on the Capricorn's bad side. It does take us a while to forgive. But in that forgiving, once we have forgiven you, we have fully forgiven you. But, and it all depends on a Capricorn. I'm the type of person, I know for a fact, I'm not holding any grudges with anybody. Because one thing that is true, the only person that ends up at, defeated is you, not the other person. So you have to know that forgiveness is key. And it can take a Capricorn more time to forgive. Yes, for sure. Because we just can't believe that somebody would do it to us. And that's why, that's the biggest issue, is that we're just like, yo, we were so loyal, yo, we was down to earth, yo, whatever, how could this person do this to us? So that's where that pressure comes from, like, you know. And I think that's where we have to understand that it is not just us, I mean, it's not just them that is affected by our not being there, our not presence, the blocking, all of that kind of stuff like that. We're affected too. We're affected too, highly. So in order to be at peace just with everything that's going on, I would definitely take in consideration on how you forgive somebody. Even with my dad, I just want to be honest, like, oh my God, I had unforgiveness towards him from, what, just my whole life, all the way until I was, like, 19 years old, 19, 20 years old. I literally ended up having to go to church one Sunday, and the pastor was preaching on unforgiveness, and I was, like, 19, and honestly, I did not forgive my father. I just couldn't believe he just abandoned me. And just not wanted to have a relationship with me. And it wasn't until I laid on the altar at church. This is why I thank God for the altar today. I laid on the altar and I prayed and I said, God, I forgive my father. I totally forgive him. And literally since then, we've had the most amazing relationship. And they also say that Capricorns really wish that they had a relationship with their fathers. Like, there's just a strong connection between the Capricorn and their father. And I am proof to say that me and my dad are, like, the best of friends. And we really do love each other, genuinely. what else? Capricorns are just super dope. We're just super dope. We're super litty. And you need a Capricorn in your life. If you don't have a Capricorn in your life, get a Capricorn in your life. Get it!